Grant that in your glory we may sit, one at your right and the other at your left. For those moments where you and I feel a little bit clueless about what it means to be a disciple, it's good to know we're in good company. James and John, two of Jesus' best friends, in addition to Peter, were quite clueless. They were clueless about two things. First, they really didn't understand what it meant when Jesus said that he came to usher in the kingdom of God. They were thinking like the world was thinking, that Jesus came as the Messiah to get rid of the Romans, to cast them out of Jerusalem, and restore Jerusalem to the purity that is due to the people of Israel, that he came as an earthly ruler to run out the Gentiles, to get them out of there. But we know that's not why Jesus came. So when James and John, everyone, asked to sit at Jesus' right and left, they were basically saying, can we be the prime minister of the state of Israel? And can one of us be the director of economics? They were asking for a political position, is what they were asking for. And Jesus says, you have no idea. So how were they clueless? One, they didn't understand why Jesus came. And two, they thought that glory resided in having positions, in having status, in having some type of recognition. And Jesus says it has nothing to do with that. That true greatness lies not in status, but in your willingness to take the cup. What is the cup? The cup is a symbol for what God has prepared for us. So for us, as true disciples, how do we obtain greatness? We obtain it by putting others first and forgetting about ourselves. By putting God first and forgetting about ourselves. That's what this gospel teaches. And I know enough about life, even though I'm young, what it means to be selfish, how to be caught up in my own little world. And every time the Lord tries to prick that, he does so by simply trying to get me out of myself by serving others and serving him. So my friends, if we have times feel like we're caught up in our own little world, let's be looking for opportunities to be servants, to be slaves, to lend a hand, to get out of ourselves, because that's where true joy, that's where true peace, that's where true glory is found. And the best example of that, we look at it every day we come in here, and it's on that cross. So let's be looking for opportunities to serve, to put others first, so that we, like James and John, won't be clueless disciples, but we may be true and authentic, knowing that self-sacrifice is what is at the heart of every Christian.